But that was just like the system. When they didn't give him boiled mutton, they gave him rice pudding, pretending it was a treat, and saved the butcher. So old Cheeseman went on. The holidays brought him into other trouble besides the loneliness. Because when the fellows began to come back, not wanting to, he was always glad to see them, which was aggravating when they were not at all glad to see him. And so he got his head knocked against walls, and that was the way his nose bled. But he was a favourite in general. Once a subscription was raised for him, and to keep up his spirits, he was presented before the holidays with two white mice, a rabbit, a pigeon, and a beautiful puppy. Old Cheeseman cried about it, especially soon afterwards, when they all ate one another. Of course, Old Cheeseman used to be called by the names of all sorts of cheeses. Double Gloucesterman, Family Cheshireman, Dutchman, North Wiltshireman, and all that. But he never minded it, and I don't mean to say he was old in point of years, because he wasn't, only he was called from the first.